This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It was 1980.
Yeah.
And it may have been the best thing and the worst thing at the same time.
Do you know what day?
I don't.
I don't remember.
Was it June 1st?
June 1st of 1980. I have the first broadcast.
How did I know
too.
That?
I don't know.
June 1st, 1980. Ted Turner launched CNN, which I think has become a blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm. And a curse. Major headlines from 1980. Senator Edward Kennedy was defeated by President Jimmy Carter. Mount St. Helens.
On June 1st?
I think erupted. No, just other headlines of 1980. Because how old was Ted Turner when he passed? One of the things, and Dan, you said this and I said this, I was not entirely certain he had not already passed. I thought he would be well into his 90s or even older.
He's been around for a long time.
87 years old, yep.
Mm-hmm. Top 10 news stories in 1980 when CNN was launched. The Reagan election, inflation in the economy, hostages in Iran.
Yep.
Polish workers strike, Cuban refugees, and U.S. racial unrest.
The Olympics.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Miracle on Ice.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
1980. Yep. And Ted Turner, dead at the age of 87.
Stand by. Ready, three, take three. Mike Hewitt. Three, start to slow zoom in a little bit. Roll tape. Take three. Ready, 13, full. Ready, camera three. One center up.
Good evening. I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for a brief visit with civil rights leader Vernon Jordan. Jordan is in serious but stable condition now at Parkview Hospital. He is recuperating from the gunshot wound suffered early Thursday morning. Police still have no solid lead on who attempted to murder Jordan.
Is that the first newscast?
That is it. That is it.
Do you know who they are? I had completely forgotten about this. You were listening to Lois Hart and David Walker. The very first CNN news anchors were the husband-wife duo, Lois and David.
I'll be darned.
And by the way,
later we got Bernard Shaw and the rest of them.
They were literally looking down at printed pieces of paper reading the news.
That's how they used to do it.
There was no teleprompter?
Not even looking at the camera. They would look up in between paragraphs to let them know, hey, we realize there's a camera there, but we got to read the paper.
He is one of the most, without question,
innovative
and important figures in media history, because before CNN, you had Walter Cronkite, you had the nightly news, you had your local nightly news, but you certainly didn't, we didn't even have USA Today back then, did we?
Yes, we did.
Like fire hose to the face, which is not what it started out as, CNN. It has morphed into this fire hose to the face.
Yeah. It made the United States smaller in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
by having coverage across the nation coming to you wherever you are?
People made fun of it. They called it chicken noodle news.
But you have to remember, there was a Ted Turner before CNN. And he had bought a TV station, I believe it was WGTV. He turned it into WTBS.
Mm-hmm.
And then he bought the Atlanta Braves. And he made WTBS a nationwide channel, kind of like WGN later became.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Atlanta Braves were on TV in Kansas City,
yep,
in San Francisco, in Seattle, in Chicago. He created the first what they called superstation.
So not only CNN, but CNN Headline News, CNN International.
Mm-hmm.
He founded the cable and satellite sports and entertainment superstation that became known as TBS.
TCM.
That spawned a sister channel, TNT, in 1985.
Turner Classic Movies.
Yep, he paid $1.5 billion mm-hmm. for the MGM Studios library of films. And 9 years later, created TCM.
And his argument was, if I like these movies, everybody else will like these movies. That's how he launched TCM.
But Scott, I agree. I think you hit the nail on the head. Both the greatest thing that ever happened mm-hmm. to us and probably the worst thing that ever happened to us was the national news.
And what broadcast. I meant by that, Sam, is that I think, you know, CNN created the template, if you will, for what would later become Fox News, MSNBC, which is now MS Now or whatever. And it created the idea of opinion news. And I want to tune into something where I'm hearing my own opinion thrown back at me.
It wasn't like that when it started.
No, it was not. Ted Turner did not create that. I would almost argue the O.J. Simpson trial created that.
Tell me more.
It was really the O.J. Simpson trial because they started bringing in, quote, expert commentators. And people could not get enough. The ratings were so high during that trial. They thought, what if we try this with other things? I think Ted Turner was the innovator, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even think he knew it would morph into what it became.
Well, and you got to remember, Ted Turner got out of the CNN business, I believe in 1996, 97, when he sold it. So I'm not blaming him for the divide that exists in this country. What I'm saying is he created the template.
Yeah, it was 1996. He sold it to Time Warner Inc. Mm-hmm. for about $7.4 billion. Mm-hmm.
Wow, I wonder if that was right before or right after Fox News was founded on October 7th of 1996.
Bingo.
And then all the dominoes start to fall, and here we are.
And everybody goes into their corners, and everybody starts doing opinionated news.
Did you see, by the way, died of that Lewy body dementia, the Lewy body?
Yeah.
87 years, and he packed a lot in those 87 years.
Well, he was a philanthropist. He was an innovator. There's no doubt about it.
He was a sailor.
He was. Won the U.S. Is it called the U.S.?
America's Cup.
America's Cup. Thank you. Yep.
In New London, Connecticut, police say a man apparently upset over a family problem went on a shooting spree aboard an Amtrak train en route from Washington to Boston. A passenger and an Amtrak policeman were wounded critically. The conductor was also shot. He's reported in stable condition.
He was also the world's largest private owner of bison.
In Montana.
In Montana, wasn't it?
Managed mm-hmm. a herd of about mm-hmm. 45 to 50,000 head of bison, or as we like to call them, buffalo.
From the text line, never should have sold it. That's what ruined CNN. Then it turned into an opinion network. CNN used to be known for all the facts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was George Bush at the time, widely quoted as saying, I learn more from CNN than I do from the CIA.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Who's coming up at 3 o'clock?
We're going to talk about the Parade of Hearts. I did a little local tour with my daughter over the weekend.
I love it.
If you are looking for something fun to do this spring, just get out, get in your car, look up the map. The hearts are all over town. There's 150 of them. You can go get coffee. You can look at hearts. It's really a lovely way to
spend the day. So who's coming in at 3?
The director of the Parade of Hearts program. I have so many questions. How do they choose the artists?
Mm-hmm.
How do they choose the businesses that you're starting to see all of these hearts in front of?
Where do they go?
In Fairway, in front of Rainy Day Books, is hands down one of my favorites. And then when the auction happens, if you want to buy one, how does that work?
Where does money go?
Cannot wait to talk about it at 3 o'clock.
Story here. What do you think Americans obsess about the most?
Money.
No.
Their weight.
Health and fitness is number 2.
Okay.
That is correct.
Money is not number 1?
No.
But,
In fact, I don't even think money.
Are these silly things that we obsess about or more?
Kind of silly, but I mean, you know, fitness and weight is pretty, that came in at number 2.
Is war or politics on the list?
No, nothing political.
Okay.
Sam, you want to jump in?
Health and fitness
is number 2.
I know. I really thought it would be money. Their children and pets.
Food is number 1.
Relationship?
Wait a minute. Food is number 1.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
It just says here, 2,000 U.S. adults were surveyed, found that more than half, 65%, obsess over food.
Trying to figure out how to pay for it?
Yeah, maybe.
Or what are we going to eat?
Have you seen that meme that says, marriage is nothing more than you guys texting back and forth every day saying, what are we doing for dinner? I'm going to the store. Do you need anything?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Every day, when I drive to work, I call T.
What do you want for dinner?
And I'm like, hey, how's your day going? What are you doing? I'm working. Okay, how's your day going? It's good. And then it's, what do you want to do for dinner?
Yeah.
Well, and you bring up a great point because what do we do on vacation? You know, we decide, okay, we're going to go get breakfast at this place.
Yep.
And then we go and sit at breakfast and we're like, hey, you know, I was researching this one spot for lunch.
Yeah.
That's all we talk about.
I suppose it still surprises me. It's number 1.
Would you care to guess the other things that Americans obsess about?
Pop culture. I hope it's not on the list.
Be more specific.
The Kardashians.
Yeah, all of that crap.
Taylor Swift.
Like finishing a movie marathon?
Maybe.
Okay, 12%.
You're going to have to help me with the rest of these.
Who obsesses over what?
Because if you lost me at finances isn't on this list.
It is not. Relaxing on the beach, 38%.
Oh, okay. I obsess over that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You're missing some really obvious ones.
I was going to say employment, whether or not I'm going to be fired, how I'm doing at work.
No.
Gas prices.
No.
Whether or not people like us.
Ooh.
Mm.
That should be on the list if it's not.
No.
All right. Lay it on me.
All right. We'll go in reverse order. Finishing a marathon, 7%.
No.
Having kids.
Oh, that's a big one.
Okay. 7%. New Year's Eve, 8%.
No.
Getting married.
Oh.
9%. Giving the middle finger to a health influencer, 16%.
Heck yeah.
Here's the big one we all missed. Sex.
Oh, well, there is that.
21%.
And that wasn't number one?
Maybe in your world.
I find it incredibly hard to believe that 7% of respondents obsess over finishing a marathon.
Yeah.
90% of Americans don't even do physical activity more than once a week.
Right.
You're telling me there's only a 3% gap between physical activity and finishing a marathon?
But Sam, I'll tell you this. I actually think having kids at 7% and getting married at 9% is way too low.
I think so, too.
It's a major topic of conversation, having kids right now. I've seen a number of different studies regarding the birth rate and how it's only going to get...
Now,
which ties back into the economy. That's why I can't believe money isn't on the list.
But in fairness, like the having kids and getting married probably only involves the people in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah, that's true.
So people like Dana and me, well, I don't know about her, but I'm not getting married. And I'm not having kids. So I'm not stressing over that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like with the divorce rate in this country, it exceeds far beyond those in their 20s and 30s for marriage.
Yeah, maybe.
We wouldn't know anything about that.
No, we're not.
We wouldn't.
You've teed this right up to my new disorder that I did not know existed until today.
Okay.
When I tell you what it is, you're going to go, oh, yeah, I never knew this was, like there was a word for it. But I think most of you listening either have this or know someone who has this.
Okay.
And there's a new study out that shows with this particular disorder, it is tightly intertwined with ADD and ADHD. And it is a disorder of social injustice. So that for some people listening, and the minute I say it, you're going to go, oh my gosh, that's me. Or, oh my gosh, that's my mom. We feel things obsessively, much more deeply than the average person when it comes to injustices, not necessarily against ourselves, Scott, global injustice. Let me give you an example.
Please.
The crazy woman who took a hammer to the goose eggs in Independence. We can all agree that's a bad thing. How many of you lost sleep over it? Or how many of you thought thoughts like, we have to track her down and out this person. She's such a horrible human being.
You did.
How many people reached out to the Missouri Department of Conservation to say,
have you
caught this woman yet?
Right.
And they've studied this. There's no gray area. You either feel the social injustice deeply or you don't. And here's the other thing the study found. We don't understand it and can get angry and agitated when those around us don't also seem to be as upset over things as we are.
Okay, so you did reach out to the Department of Conservation.
Yeah, I want her caught. I want to know who it is.
And you got a tip yesterday that they have a good idea who it is.
Yep.
They're closing in on her, and you are on top of this story. You are working this story.
I said, you let me know when you catch her so we can tell our listeners.
Sam and I are not on the phone with the Department of Conservation.
That doesn't mean you don't care. But how many times this program have I yelled at you? And I will yell and say, this doesn't make you mad. This doesn't make you crazy.
Of course it makes me annoyed, upset. But I'm not going to call the Department of Conservation and say, you know, hey, I need to be totally on top of this story. I need to know when you've identified her.
Yeah.
I need to know her name.
Yeah.
I struggle with this because do we really need a name or a disorder for every little quirk that humans have? I have ADHD and I don't suffer from this.
You don't think you suffer from justice sensitivity. You don't.
I mean, there are certain cases where I'm like, what the heck? You know, the Chiefs parade shooting cases, for example, give me a good strong dose of what the heck. But I would never be like, yeah, I've got social injustice disorder.
Recent research has delved into the intricate relationship between ADHD and justice sensitivity, which is heightened awareness and responsiveness to justice-related cues. And
it
suggests that individuals with ADHD may exhibit heightened justice sensitivity, perceiving injustice more acutely than their neurotypical counterparts. Yes.
What it is you have a stronger interest in the story than Sam and I do.
No.
That's it.
There are wonderful benefits, it goes on to say, to emotional reactivity, passion, drive to be an advocate. But there's also like a downside where you feel really angry, enraged, upset, where everyone else is like, it bothers me, but I'm not like laying in bed at night thinking about it.
So have you lost sleep over the goose egg murders?
That was just one example, but I cannot tell you how upset I was that they released Robert Courtney.
But did you lose sleep over it?
No, but I'll find myself thinking about those things at night.
Does it bother you that Sam and I are not as invested?
Now that there's a name to it, it will bother me less because now I know that I have a heightened sense. The second I read all this, I went, oh my God, that is me. That is me. Why do you think I always want to talk about the switched at birth cases? Injustice. Those babies were switched.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we're taking it a step too far here. From the text line, you're describing empathy.
Empathy is I can understand what that must be like because I've been through it. It's more sympathy.
You'll
say, Scott, you have such a big heart. And there are people out there that have huge hearts.
I agree.
But if you also have ADHD, it could be the wiring in your brain that leads to this.
But what I'm wondering is if you, and maybe this goes back to your, you know, KU journalism training, you think that you can do something about it. Robert Courtney.
Yes.
Switched at birth.
Which you can't do anything about it.
The lady who has smashed the eggs of the Canada geese. You think, I'm a journalist, and I'm going to change the world, and I can fix this.
Yeah.
Where I have come to the conclusion, I can't do a damn thing.
Everyone is screwed up, and I can't fix it at all.
Right.
And you can let it go.
And it's exactly. It's not that I don't care. It's that I've come to the realization that I can't do anything to change it.
How many times have you been sitting in this room and you have said, I've just never been up in arms about anything so much that I would go down to the plaza and protest?
I've said I don't have a passion about anything other than my family. That is true. I wish that I was as committed as some people are regarding whatever they protest about. I've never protested anything in my life.
We may feel angry or upset when we see things like, wait for it, people cutting in line, homelessness, negative news and media stories, political results. And one of the things this is saying is doom scrolling is the worst thing we can do. ADHD brains do not come with a dimmer switch. Our emotional responses are immediate and they are intense. So when we see injustice, it doesn't just bother us. It activates us, and then it makes me look at you, Scott, and go, why is he not so mad about this?
Because I realize that there's nothing I can do to change it. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. 7798 here on Dana and Parks.
I. The phones are already ringing, and I do want to say one thing, Sam. You do have this in a different form than I do.
Okay. I got a lot of problems, so I probably do. I don't know.
ADHD brains feel this so intensely, this social injustice stuff, and it manifests in different ways, okay?
Explain what that means for people who are just tuning in.
You are hyper-focused sometimes on right versus wrong, okay?
And you get mad when other people don't feel the same way.
If you can name multiple personal experiences with being misunderstood or misjudged and it enrages you, and then listen to this.
Oh, I could fill 12 hours.
Yes, Sam. ADHD justice sensitivity can look like overreacting to, quote, harmless comments.
Yes.
Advocating fiercely for others. Struggling when you see a double standard, feeling helpless when others don't care, and here's the last one, holding grudges longer than normal. I can still tell you every person who has wronged me since I was in the second grade, and I can't let it go.
Why?
And this explains it.
But why?
It is the way I'm wired, Scott.
No, it is. But you can rewire yourself.
Not when it comes to those people.
Yes, you can.
No.
You can rewire yourself. I figured out the correlation, though.
What is it?
So there is a very strong link, and I mean very strong link, between ADHD and childhood trauma.
Everything they say harkens back to childhood trauma.
But if you felt that you were wronged a certain number of times in your childhood, that will make you more sensitive to other wrongdoings.
Like people making fun of my strawberry shortcake underwear when I was made to climb a rope in a skirt while everyone watched below from a 2-inch foam pad.
But, what about those girls at the bus stop?
Stop. I was going to go there right now.
Yes.
You have never forgiven the three girls at the bus stop.
No, I hate all of them.
Why?
It's
not healthy.
But when I read this, I go, oh my gosh, this explains what I have this, Scott. Look, the phones are ringing with other people who have this.
And Dana will go to the phones. I want to focus on you for a second.
I don't like that.
Why is it that you can't let that go? Because it's eating you from the inside out.
Well, I don't think about it every day.
You've never forgotten about it.
But let me give you an example. Can I just give you one example?
Please.
One of my best friends went off to KU 30 years ago, okay? And her first roommate that she happened to be paired with was a flaming racist. And it was the worst experience for my dear friend, who on day one...
Do I know this friend?
Yes. Okay. Looked her up and down and went, oh, like I thought you were white. It was one of those, right?
Oh.
And then refused to talk to her. She wouldn't go to lunch with her. When she told me that story 15 years ago, she's like, did I ever tell you how I met my best friend? I had to change roommates. And I go, why did you change roommates? And she goes, oh my gosh, they paired me with a racist. Mm. And she's telling me this hurtful story. That her parents are there and the girl is just rolling her eyes, arms crossed, and then started cutting her out of activities. I got so mad for, this was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, give me her name.
Oh no.
And why do I want to fight someone else's battle, right? She goes, oh God, no. She goes, I ended up meeting my best friend out of that. It was the best thing that happened to me. And I go, I want her to know that we know she's a racist. And it ate at me for the longest time. I'm like, I want to know who that was.
What did you do about it?
Well, she wouldn't give me her name. She's like, no, that was 30 years ago. And she's probably living a miserable life. And I'm happy and you're happy. Let it go. I'm like, I can't let it go. That story has nothing to do with me. This diagnosis is what I have. I have always had it, bar none.
But Sam, let's go back to you can rewire yourself.
To not be so upset when someone is wronged that I care about?
Absolutely.
It's called framing.
Mm.
It's called serenity.
Well, no. How we rewire ourselves.
Not on
framing.
This day. I mean, I'm 52 years old. The wiring is what it is. But this does help frame it for me where I don't feel quite as crazy.
But I feel like this is leaning on a very loose correlation and talking about it as if it's causation.
I have 100 of those stories, Sam, that I could just vomit out right now of times I have been so upset over something that has had zero to do with me.
Oh, man.
And why don't you reframe it as that is your past and doesn't affect you today?
Because someone got away with something they should not have gotten away with.
It's not your problem. God, grant me the serenity to accept to it. No, I'm not kidding you.
To change the races.
No. I say the serenity prayer every single day. Okay. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, mm-hmm. and the wisdom to know the difference.
From the text line, I am a clinical mental health grad student. Scott, you are wrong for telling her to, quote, let it go. That not is actually evident. Doing more harm than not. It does no good to tell her that. It is better to let her express herself and encourage her
That's to garbage.
Invest herself well, in therapeutic modalities.
Yes, it is.
So
then
I would therapy.
I would encourage you to go back to school, text
No, it is therapy is the only thing that's going to change it, and I've been to plenty of therapy.
No, you this haven't. Just, you go to therapy, and then you quit.
This just makes me happy that I can put a name to what goes on in my brain when my dear friend says to me, my first college roommate, I had the most awful experience the first 2 weeks of college when she didn't know a soul there okay. and was away from home for the first time.
Right.
I want to track that woman down and smack her upside the head.
Well, then why don't you track down the three girls that made fun of you at the bus stop?
I've dreamed about it.
Have you ever looked them up online?
No.
Why?
Because I'm not that crazy.
Michael in Raytown. Michael, hello.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? And Mena, how you doing?
I'm so good. Go ahead.
Okay, Scott, you have no idea.
Okay.
I have so much ADHD. It's like an itch in your brain you can't scratch. Two big examples. If I could get a hold of that lady that broke those eggs, I would destroy her. And also, when I see somebody that has temp tags that are expired, drives me crazy because it's an injustice. I paid my sales tax. That's just how our brains work.
Okay.
Did you know this was a thing, Michael, that there was a name to it?
No, this is wonderful. And yes, it's childhood trauma, not to bring up another thing, but I was molested as a child, and it's been my whole life. I mean, to explain it, Scott, it's an itch in your brain you can't scratch.
Michael, let me give you another example. There have been people close to me who have survived the most horrifying things you can imagine, okay? Mm-hmm. And in that handful of cases, my go-to is let me at him. Let me find him. What was his name? He could be 55 years old right now and be the lead of a Boy Scout troop. Like, I will track him down and I will call police. Someone has said to me, that's not your war to fight.
Exactly.
It's not your battle to fight.
Yep.
If the victims in adulthood wanted to go fight that battle, they can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have this urge that I cannot explain to track those people down.
Is he right? It's an itch you can't scratch?
Absolutely. When he said that, I was like, yes, yes, yes.
Gina in Kansas City. Hello.
Hi. There's some things that I feel indignant about, and I'm not quite sure what the correlation between ADHD still and childhood trauma, rather than just kind of seeing injustices and wanting them to be rectified. But like, if I'm driving on Main and somebody chooses to drive in the streetcar lane, I feel kind of indignant about that. And especially kind of like when police do things that regular people aren't supposed to do, but they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I can't call them out when they should be called out. But there are some things that I just have to tell myself that I have to just chill out and let the person do what they're going to do and not be upset about it. But there are other things that, like, some childhood trauma, like my teacher in seventh grade insulting me, that I haven't let go yet.
Yes.
Either. So it is difficult. It's a difficult thing, and I've never heard of this before.
Well, look it up. So, Gina, you are completely normal. You are in my little normal tent with all my normal ADHD people.
Let me throw out a word and tell me if this is right.
Yeah.
Vengeance.
With some things, yes.
Why?
Retribution is more the word. I don't know. It's an itch. It's the best way to describe it.
What do you mean by retribution?
Like, you want, in very serious cases, like molestation or rape.
Well, right. let's put those over on the
well,
side.
Well, but Scott, it is, you know, you would have reacted to that with horror and shock and sympathy and all of those things. And then you move on to your next day. Yeah. And I think people who are wired like my brain and some of our callers here, you just go over it and over it and over it. And how can I fix it?
But let's put rape and molestation over here. Let's talk about being bullied at the bus stop.
Yeah.
Being made fun of for your underpants.
Yeah.
I
think that's where my hatred for that city comes from, where I don't want to go back there. I don't want to have anything to do with it. I don't want, which is crazy.
You've never been to a reunion.
No, I would never. And that's crazy because my mom and dad will say, you had a great high school experience.
Do you agree?
You went to all the football games, like you had friends.
Do you agree with that?
I think they're looking on the outside, yes. I think it, like when I was in the middle of it, it was a decent high school experience. I never got beat up on the playground or anything.
Is it easier to cling to the trauma than it is to the good times?
Yes, I think it is. My mom has said, ooh. I think that's a great point, Sam. She said, I think you, because your brain goes over and over and over the bad things, you are forgetting that there were really good things.
So I used to explode at every little thing, and I mean absolutely explode. It is a folklore of my family that I could throw a tantrum like nobody else.
Yeah.
Literally, as Scott mentioned, rewriting my mind changed my life. Because now there are a number of things that you guys do on any given day that make me want to explode. And I have to remind myself, that's going to be nothing positive is going to come from exploding.
Well, and it won't matter tomorrow.
But I want to be clear, for this disorder that is closely associated with ADHD, that is different than someone just driving in traffic and you see someone run a stop sign and you're annoyed by that. Mm-hmm. This is that on steroids. And I'm going to give you the last subset of this, which I absolutely have. Okay. And it stresses me out to even talk about it. It's called rejection sensitive dysphoria, RSD. And it is under the umbrella of exactly what we're talking about. It is intense emotion triggered by perceived rejection, criticism, or failure, often linked to ADHD or autism. Symptoms include severe anxiety, Sam, outbursts of rage, people pleasing. And I read that and I went, oh my gosh.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I just find this fascinating. One of the things I'm reading about is perceived rejection, Scott, reacting strongly to situations that may not be rejection at all, such as a neutral tone of voice, a delayed text, or minor feedback. What do I do the first time we get a call from our boss?
You panic.
And I call who?
Me.
And I yell what?
What's wrong? Are we getting fired? Am I wrong?
Oh, no, I love this.
No, when boss texts or calls you and you don't answer or respond, you call me and you say, what is going on? Are we getting fired? No,
the number of times that it's been something actually wrong, zero.
So why do you internalize it?
No, because I have RSD.
And you always go to the dark place.
But do you think that having a name for it is going to help you control it in the future?
I think it makes me give myself some grace. And those around me that if I like, you know, there have been a couple of times I get very angry during situations that most people like, whoa, that seems like a very disproportionate response.
Can I disagree with you?
Yeah.
I think it gives you an excuse.
Really?
Justification. I was about to go that exact route where I feel like giving labels to, again, every single quirk that humans have.
Yeah.
It makes it less about, okay, how do I address this within myself to better myself?
Sure.
And more about, I have problems and you have to deal with
and
them.
And this is what I have.
It gives you an excuse.
I'm going to sign up to be part of their fan club. I'm going to be the RSD fan club president.
I think that's a mistake. Hannah in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So I just wanted to quickly say thank you to Dana. I feel like a lot of us in society have this same type of an issue, and that when, especially it comes to things such as when she's talking about like racism or someone who has been abused in some way, even if it wasn't you directly,
yeah,
we all as humans have a, I don't know what the word is, we have a morality, I guess, whatever it is.
Yes.
We should stand up for that person and say, guess what? This is wrong. And I don't care why you're going to try to justify it. It's wrong at the end of the day. And we need more people like that. And I was just looking up what Mr. Rogers used to say about the good people in the neighborhood. You are a helper, Dana, and please don't ever stop helping. Don't ever change. You are amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet, Hannah. Thank you.
Very sweet.
Very much. Thank you.
All right. 913-586-7798.
Sam thinks I'm crazy.
Beg your pardon?
Sam thinks I'm crazy.
No, I think that you
he's not alone.
Help yourself. And giving names to all of your problems is not going to do it.
I was typing this to Johnny during a break, and I go, what's my disorder called? And Scott goes, there are many.
No, you said, what is my issue? And I go,
keep typing.
Many.
Just go ahead and switch to voice to text.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.